Welcome to GovIT, a monthly podcast series from TD SYNNEX Public Sector. We discuss the next generation of public sector IT solutions with the technology innovators driving the change. I'm your host, Tom Temin. Each month, we explore a different technology, what it is, and how it can help public sector organizations achieve their modernization goals and accomplish their missions. In this episode, we're sitting down with Autodesk's product manager for Storm, Sewer, and Flood, Sophia Buchanan, and Imagine-It's Director of Infrastructure Services, Kevin Breslin. We're discussing how to tackle the impact of climate change on stormwater and sewer networks with InfoWorks ICM. Sophia, then, let's begin with what some of the challenges are in the water industry that are coming from climate change and changing climate. I thought there's more water than ever.
There is. I'm dealing with the dirty side of water. And I think that the industry actually already faces some challenges without the climate change. You know, water engineers are undervalued. They work silently in the background solving problems most people don't even think about. But when we have a water crisis, you know, flooding in the streets or untreated sewage spilling into our waterways, it brings attention to the industry, the water engineers that work in it, and of course, the owners of the water infrastructure, who are the ones that end up mentioned in newspaper headlines and face the public scrutiny. So then we add climate change onto the top of that. And according to the United Nations website, and I'll quote this, water and climate change are intrinsically linked. Climate change affects the world's water in complex ways, from unpredicted rainfall patterns to shrinking ice sheets, rising sea levels, floods and droughts. Most impacts of climate change come down to water. Now, I don't think we need to read between the lines here to realise that the water industry's current challenges are just going to get more difficult. And the use of conventional methods that they've been relying on and local engineering knowledge alone isn't going to be sufficient. So water engineers are going to need to upskill and leverage future-ready technology, things like Autodesk, InfoWorks, ICM.
And is this just a problem for water engineers and operators of infrastructure, or could this affect towns, communities, cities, rural areas?
Yeah, so I think we're already seeing the impacts of climate change. You know, communities are going to experience more severe flooding, and we're going to see higher volumes of untreated sewage spilling into our waterways, which is going to lead to poorer water quality health. I was on a walk yesterday past the popular swimming beach in my area, and it was closed due to sewage contamination right after Christmas, which is, you know, we're just going to see more of that.
Got it. And so network owners, that is the operators and proprietors of the systems of pipes and feeding tubes and all this stuff that you don't see that much, like the wires above ground, what should network owners be doing now so they're prepared for the future they face, because they can't personally do anything about climate, but they have to mitigate the effects?
Yeah, so I think more investment in planning is needed to combat the impacts of climate change. That's where we're going to see the biggest impact. And without this, we're going to continue to see people's homes being washed away, devastating loss of crops and livestock, and the spread of illness from contact with polluted waterways. Even within my local community here in New South Wales, Australia, we've been still recovering from intense rainfall events that happened 2 years ago. We've still got people living in tents and buildings deemed unsafe due to mould and being abandoned. So planning is really key to combat that. And then where inadequate infrastructure already exists or we've developed in high-risk areas due to poor planning, network owners should look to digital twin technology and forecasting systems as a cost-effective solution. This way we can maintain and operate our networks, and it can have a huge impact on the way we perform with that system. And we can provide adequate warning times. Network owners can take action to reduce the impact of severe weather events through optimizing the operations and also evacuating areas when they need to.
And what are some examples of network owners? How are they going about this kind of mitigation and planning?
We actually already have customers who are kind of pushing the limits of our technology. And the biggest, the best project that I like to talk about, and we hear often at Autodesk, is Europe's first smart canal. This was a project by Scottish Water, Glasgow Council and AECOM, who all worked together to plan, analyse and now operate Scottish canals in a way that not only revives the area, but opened up new development opportunities for 3,000 homes. And this all was achieved by lowering the water levels in the canal to give a storage volume equivalent to 22 Olympic swimming pools when they saw significant rain coming. And this is all operated based on outputs of a live forecasting system leveraging our InfoWorks ICM.
And, of course, Autodesk is a software provider. How does that help? What is the software's role in this? And how can it help people have an impact at reasonable cost on their networks and on mitigation strategies.
Yeah, so I think the industry is actually going to start demanding more robust, scalable and integrated water quality modelling tools to be able to handle the large data sets, the live inputs and the complex flow conditions that we're going to see. And they're going to ask that as a standard kind of condition. They're also going to need to be able to collaborate with others within these tools to be efficient. We have lots of hydraulic modelling tools at Autodesk, but the reason InfoX ICM is our flagship product is because it already caters to these demands that we have and are going to have. Last year, we also added cloud access to help engineers add more scenarios and assess them quicker than they ever could in the past. So this is going to provide valuable insights to them on how catchments behave to different climate conditions to allow them to plan and manage and also operate their networks in a way that's going to minimise the impacts of that. And I'm really looking forward to what we're going to do in the future to help continue support the industry.
Right. So you can not only simply discover and map your systems, your networks of water works, but you can also do what-if scenarios and operate it virtually, so to speak, under different scenarios to see how it'll react. And then you can make changes based on what that shows you.
Absolutely.
Sophia Buchanan is product manager for stormwater, sewage, and flooding at Autodesk. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
And now we're going to hear from Kevin Breslin. He's director of professional services for infrastructure and reality capture at ImagineIt. Kevin, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
So tell us more about mitigating climate change and its effects on water and waterways.
Well, Sophia pointed out the technology that's required to really meet the demands that not just in the United States, but throughout the world, really being pushed just by the realities of the changes that have happened. Companies we work with, organizations we work with, government entities and so on, their need for having access to the tools that will allow them to perform the types of analysis and studies is becoming an ever important part of their daily lives. And with the InnoVise technology, as powerful as it is, there's a level of complexity that, of course, goes along with that. So our role really as an Autodesk partner is to help our organizations that we work with to integrate the technology, implement it, to understand how to use it, to really perform the types of analysis, and to use the technology to its greatest extent and get up and running as quickly as possible. So that's our role in above the obvious transactional part of the business.
This is not something people can kind of put off for a few years. It sounds like fairly urgent need to do this analysis and to get after modernizing these networks.
Yeah, as the government throughout the world are essentially mandating that these types of studies and these tools are being used, it's something that needs to be done sooner than later, and you need to do it right the first time. Unfortunately, most organizations don't have the luxury to pick away at it and try to figure it out on their own. They need to get guidance and direction and use it to their fullest extent as quick as possible. And that's really where we can offer assistance to these organizations.
Kevin Breslin, Director of Professional Services for Infrastructure and Reality Capture at ImagineIt. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For more information on InfoWorks ICM and the best software solutions for you, visit ImagineIt.com. That's ImagineIT.com. You've been listening to GovIT from TD SYNNEX Public Sector. We'll be back soon with more public sector IT content. I'm Tom Temin.